The prosecutors in the case against Senator Ted Stevens say his trial should not be moved to Alaska. In documents filed yesterday in U.S. District Court, the government made its case to keep the trial in Washington, D.C. Alaska senior senator faces 7 felony counts of lying on his financial disclosure statements about gifts he allegedly received from oil services company VECO. From Washington, D.C., APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Government prosecutors say Senator Stevens' trial should stay in Washington and that his re-election campaign is, in fact, a strong reason not to move the trial to Alaska. Stevens' lawyers filed a motion last week requesting that the case be moved. They say the D.C. location won't allow Stevens to effectively campaign to keep his Senate seat. The trial is scheduled to start in late September, right in the middle of the fall election season. Stevens' lawyers also say moving the trial to Alaska makes sense, because most of the witnesses are there, as is Stevens' Girdwood home, which is evidence in the case. But yesterday, the prosecutors argued that Stevens' re-election campaign is a prime reason not to transfer the trial to Alaska. They note that since Stevens returned to the state early this month, he's vocally proclaimed his innocence at campaign rallies, and prosecutors say if that behavior continues during the trial, the jury will have to be sequestered away from the media and their families and homes. A Washington jury wouldn't have to undergo the same extreme lifestyle change. Prosecutors say the alleged crimes took place in the nation's capital, where they claim that the false financial disclosure forms were created, reviewed, and signed, and that, quote, a substantial portion of Stevens' scheme to conceal occurred in or around the District of Columbia. The prosecution says some of its witnesses are already in the Washington area, and while most of the witnesses do live in Alaska, there's no proof the distance will prevent them from appearing, and the government will pay their travel expenses. Prosecutors also argue that there's no need to move the case closer to the Girdwood house, thanks to more than 1,000 high-resolution photos. They say that for all practical purposes, Washington, D.C. is Stevens' home. His wife works in the area, and the couple owns a local residence, so staying in Washington for the duration of the trial won't be a hardship on the senator. The request for a venue change brings up another question. Which judge will preside over the case? The prosecution notes that all 3 active U.S. district judges in Alaska were confirmed by the U.S. Senate during Stevens' years of service. They say it's possible the judges will have to recuse themselves. But Stevens' lawyers say that's no problem. They propose that the current Washington-based judge, Emmett Sullivan, travel north with the trial. Judge Sullivan will make his decision about moving the case to Alaska at a hearing next week on August 20th. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.